Chapter 4. Your Driving. Good driving skills should be developed and practiced at all times. You should also know your physical and mental limitations and not drive a vehicle when you are too tired or sleepy. When traveling long distances, plan ahead, know your route and be alert to the driving conditions. Your ability to safely operate a motor vehicle may save your life as well as the lives of others. Driver safety. Driver condition. Your driving is affected by your physical and mental health. To obtain a driver license, you must be in good health. If you have health problems that are serious and long-term in nature, they will likely come to the attention of the DMV. More often, health problems are short-term, like suffering from colds, headaches, or flu. You should remember that any time you are not feeling well, your driving is likely to be different. You may be less alert and less responsive than normal. Drowsy driving. According to the National Sleep Foundation, NSF, your number one responsibility is to get yourself and your passengers to your destination safely. When behind the wheel, you always need to be alert and focused on the job of driving. At 55 miles per hour, a vehicle travels the length of a football field in 3.7 seconds. This is no time for a mini snooze. On the roads more traveled, being an attentive driver and looking out for the one who isn't is increasingly important. Drive focused. Stay safe. Drowsy driving causes thousands of crashes, injuries, and deaths each year. Sadly, these numbers represent only the tip of the iceberg since drowsy driving is seriously underreported, according to the NSF. The NSF reports that crashes caused by drowsy driving are often serious and occur most often on high-speed rural highways when the driver is alone. Drowsy driving could happen to anyone. Some warning signs include: you cannot remember the last few miles driven. You hit a rumble strip or drift from your lane. You yawn repeatedly. You have difficulty focusing or keeping your eyes open. Tips to prevent drowsy driving. Get a full night of rest before driving. If you become tired while driving, stop. A short nap, 15 to 45 minutes, and consuming caffeine can help temporarily. Stop regularly when driving long distances. Get out of the car at least every 2 hours to stretch and walk briskly. Try to set a limit of 300 to 400 miles of driving per day. Avoid taking medications that cause drowsiness. If you are tired and in danger of falling asleep, you cannot predict when a mini sleep may occur. A driver cannot react to road dangers when tired. Getting enough sleep will not only help you feel better, it can save your life. Distracted driving. Distracted driving is any activity that could divert a person's attention away from the primary task of driving. All distractions endanger driver, passenger, and bystander safety. These types of distractions include texting, using a cell phone, eating and drinking, talking to passengers, grooming, reading, including maps, using a navigation system, watching a video, adjusting a radio, CD player, or MP3 player. Distractions. No matter what the distraction, inattentive drivers exhibit similar behavior. Distractions cause drivers to react more slowly to traffic conditions or events, such as a car stopping to make a turn or pulling out from a side road. Inattentive drivers fail more often to recognize potential hazards such as pedestrians or debris in the road. Also, distractions make it more difficult to conduct preventive or evasive moves to avoid a crash because many distractions force a driver to take at least one hand off the steering wheel. Cell phones. Cell phones can be a lifesaver in an emergency, however, they also can be distracting. Below are North Carolina laws and reminders to help you avoid letting the cell phone become a deadly distraction. It is unlawful to use a cell phone for email or text messages while operating a vehicle on a public street or highway or public vehicular area. Drivers less than 18 years of age are not permitted to use a cell phone or any additional technology associated with a cell phone while operating a motor vehicle on a public street or highway or public vehicular area while the vehicle is in motion. Exceptions: calling 911 in an emergency. No person shall operate a school bus on a public street or highway or public vehicular area while using a cell phone or any other technology associated with a mobile device. Use your cell phone only if it is absolutely necessary and for the sole purpose of communicating regarding emergency situations or contacting parent, legal guardian, or spouse. If you must use your phone, do so at a safe time and place. Ask a passenger in the car to place the call for you and, if possible, speak in your place. Do not feel like you must answer the phone when it rings. Let someone leave a message and you can return the call when you are stopped at a safe location. Secure your phone in the car so that it does not become a projectile in a crash. Medications. Prescriptions and over-the-counter medications can affect your driving. Before you take any medication, find out how it will affect you. Try to do as little driving as possible while taking any type of medication. If you must drive, be especially careful. You may not be as alert as usual. Alcohol. Alcohol reduces your ability to drive safely. No one drives as well after drinking alcohol, even though some people may look and act as though they are unaffected. About 38% of all traffic fatalities involve alcohol. Alcohol affects most areas of your brain, so the effects are wide-ranging and impossible to compensate. Alcohol is a depressant. This means alcohol slows brain functions so that you cannot respond to situations, make decisions, or react quickly. Reduces your ability to judge how fast you are moving or your distance from other cars, people, or objects. Gives you false confidence. You may take greater risks because you think your driving is better than it really is. Makes it harder to do more than one thing. While you concentrate on steering, you could miss seeing traffic lights, cars entering from side streets, or pedestrians. Affects your sense of balance. Very important if you ride a motorcycle. Makes you sleepy. The only thing that sobers up a drinker is time. Coffee, a big meal, or cold showers will not work. Do not drink and drive. Plan ahead and arrange alternative transport. Share a taxi with friends. Use public transportation. Stay overnight at a friend's place. Ride with a driver who has not been drinking. Arrange for a friend or relative to give you a ride. Source: National Sleep Foundation and National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA. Protecting yourself and your passengers. No one can be completely protected from being in a crash. You cannot predict what other drivers will do. During an average lifetime of driving, we face about a 1 in 3 chance of being seriously injured or killed in a motor vehicle crash. Seatbelts. The driver and all passengers in a motor vehicle manufactured with seatbelts shall have a seatbelt properly fastened about his or her body at all times when the vehicle is in forward motion on a street or highway in this state. Children under age 16 should be in an age and weight appropriate restraint. Under the seatbelt law, all occupants must wear seatbelts even if the vehicle is equipped with airbags. If the vehicle is equipped with automatic shoulder harnesses, the lap belt must also be worn. Exemptions to the seatbelt law. A driver or occupant of a non-commercial motor vehicle with a medical or physical condition that prevents appropriate restraint by a seatbelt or with a professionally certified mental phobia against the wearing of vehicle restraints. A motor vehicle operated by a rural letter carrier of the United States Postal Service while performing duties as a rural letter carrier, and a motor vehicle operated by a newspaper delivery person while actually engaged in delivery of newspapers along the person's specified route. A driver or passenger frequently stopping and leaving the vehicle or delivering property from the vehicle if the speed of the vehicle between stops does not exceed 20 miles per hour. Any vehicle registered and licensed as a property-carrying vehicle while being used for agricultural purposes in intrastate commerce. A motor vehicle not required to be equipped with seat belts by law, and any occupant of a motor home other than the driver and front seat passengers, provided the motor home has at least 4 of the following facilities: cooking, refrigeration or icebox, self-contained toilet, heating or air conditioning, portable water supply system with a faucet and sink, separate 110 to 115 volt electrical power supply or an LP gas supply. Situations where all seating positions equipped with child passenger restraint systems or seat belts are occupied. Child safety. Each year, hundreds of North Carolina children are seriously injured or killed in automobile crashes. In fact, the number one threat to the lives of young children is the automobile accident. Only crash-tested child safety seats can reduce these tragedies. Since small children cannot make safety choices for themselves, Adults must make sure children are protected every time they ride in cars. Infants and small children must be placed in safety seats that are specially designed for them and have been crash tested. Properly used safety seats could save 7 out of every 10 children who are killed while unrestrained. Always read and follow the manufacturer's instructions for using the safety seat. The best seat for your child is a safety seat that is used every time the child rides in a car. It must fit in your car and have a harness or shield system that is comfortable for the child. The seat should be one you are able and willing to use every time an infant or small child rides in your car. Safety seats are often available through low-cost rental programs operated by local service groups, hospitals, and health departments. Child seats. Every driver transporting one or more passengers younger than 16 years of age must make sure that each passenger under age 16 is properly secured in a child passenger restraint system or a seat belt which meets the federal safety standards that were in effect at the time it was manufactured. A child under age 8 and weighing less than 80 pounds must be properly secured in a weight-appropriate child passenger restraint system. If the vehicle is equipped with an active passenger side front airbag and the vehicle has a rear seat, then a child under age 5 and weighing less than 40 pounds must be properly secured in the rear seat unless the child restraint system is designed for use with a front airbag system. If there are no available seating positions in the vehicle equipped with a lap and shoulder belt to properly secure the weight-appropriate child restraint system, a child under age 8 and between 40 and 80 pounds can be restrained by a properly fitted lap belt only. For information about child safety seats, contact University of North Carolina Highway Safety Research Center, Bolin Creek Center, 730 Martin Luther King Boulevard, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, 27514-5738. Phone 1-800-672-4527, in NC only, or 919-962-2202. Booster seats and seat belts for children. Booster seats that meet federal motor vehicle safety standards should be used for children who have outgrown their standard safety seats until they are big enough for seat belts. Adult seat belts should not be used for children until they are big enough for the seat belt to fit correctly. The lap seat belt must fit snugly across the child's hips, not across the stomach. The shoulder portion of a lap, shoulder belt must fall across the shoulder and chest, not across the face or throat. For shoulder belts that do not fit, belt positioning booster seats designed to raise a child up for a proper fit of the lap and shoulder belts are readily available. Children and airbags. Airbags save lives. They work best when everyone is buckled and children are properly restrained in the back seat. Children riding in the front seat can be seriously injured or killed when an airbag comes out in a crash. An airbag is not a soft, billowy pillow. To do its important job, an airbag comes out of the dashboard at up to 200 miles per hour, faster than the blink of an eye. The force of an airbag can hurt those who are too close to it. Drivers can help prevent airbag-related injuries to adults and children by following critical safety points. Child safety points. Children age 12 and under should ride buckled up in a rear seat, and infants in rear-facing child safety seats should never ride in the front seat of a vehicle with a passenger side airbag. Small children should ride in a rear seat in child safety seats approved for their age and size. Adult safety points. Everyone should buckle up with both lap and shoulder belts on every trip. Airbags are supplemental protection devices. The lap belt should be worn under the abdomen and low across the hips. The shoulder portion should come over the collarbone away from the neck and cross over the breastbone. The shoulder belt in most new cars can be adjusted on the side pillar to improve fit, and driver and front passenger seats should be moved as far back as practical, particularly for shorter statured people. North Carolina Motorcycle Safety Helmet Law. All operators and passengers on motorcycles and mopeds must wear a motorcycle safety helmet of a type that complies with Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard, FMVSS, 218. What to look for in a legal helmet? A thick inner liner which includes a firm inner liner of polystyrene foam that is about 1 inch thick. In some helmets this may be covered by a comfort liner, but you can feel the thickness. Non-compliant helmets normally contain no liner or a thin soft foam padding. A dot sticker which will show the symbol dot permanently installed by the manufacturer on the back of the helmet. Some novelty type helmets are supplied with a separate dot sticker, or one can be purchased separately and placed on the helmet by the motorcyclist. This does not make this a compliant helmet. A manufacturer's label which is permanently attached in the interior of the helmet by the manufacturer that includes the manufacturer's name or identification, precise model, size, month and year of manufacture, type of shell and liner construction materials, and an instruction label for cleaning and care of the helmet. Law on transporting children in the back of a pickup truck. North Carolina law prohibits children less than age 16 from riding in the open bed of a pickup truck. NCGS section 20-135.2b. An open bed or open cargo area is a bed or cargo area without permanent overhead restraining construction. The operator of the vehicle having an open bed or open cargo is responsible for compliance with this law. The statute does, however, contain some exemptions. The provisions for proper securement of children do not apply. If an adult is present in the bed or cargo area of the vehicle and is supervising the child. If the child is secured or restrained by a seatbelt manufactured in compliance with Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard No. 208, installed to support a load strength of not less than 5,000 pounds for each belt, and of a type approved by the commissioner. If an emergency situation exists. If the vehicle is being operated in a parade, or if the vehicle is being operated in an agricultural enterprise, including providing transportation to and from the principal place of the enterprise. Violators are issued tickets and are subject to a fine of $25. Violations of this law are defined as infractions and do not incur court costs, driver license points, or insurance surcharges. Weather risk. It is dangerous and deadly to leave children and/or animals in a vehicle. During the spring and summer months, after sitting in the sun, with even a slightly opened window, the temperature can rise rapidly inside a parked vehicle. The temperature inside a vehicle can rise approximately 40 to 50 degrees higher than the outside temperature. Dehydration, heat stroke, and death can result from overexposure to the heat. During winter months, snow can block a car's exhaust pipe, and warming up a car can cause carbon monoxide to back up into the car. Carbon monoxide is an invisible gas that has no smell, taste, or color but is poisonous, even deadly. General driving. The driver and pedestrian. When you are driving, always yield right of way to pedestrians. At intersections without traffic signals, pedestrians have the right of way if they are in marked crosswalks or in unmarked crosswalks formed by imaginary lines extending from the sidewalks across the streets. At intersections controlled by ordinary traffic signals, pedestrians must obey the same signals as drivers traveling in the same direction. Pedestrians should not start to cross during a red or yellow signal. When crossing with a green signal, pedestrians have the right of way over all vehicles, including those turning across the paths of the pedestrians, and if a traffic signal changes to yellow or red while any pedestrian remains in the street, drivers must allow the pedestrian to complete the crossing safely. The law gives a blind pedestrian special consideration at an intersection where there are no traffic signals when the pedestrian extends a white cane, or a white cane with a red tip, or has a guide dog. At some intersections, special signals instruct pedestrians either to walk or don't walk. When these signals are operating, pedestrians must obey them rather than regular traffic signals. Pedestrians crossing with special pedestrian signals have the right of way just as they do while crossing with a green light. If you are moving through an intersection with a green signal and a pedestrian starts to cross in your path against the red signal, give a warning with your horn. The law requires drivers to use the horn whenever a pedestrian may be affected by a turn, stop, or start from a parked position. If the pedestrian does not stop, the driver must. Saving a pedestrian's life is always worth the driver's lost right of way. The safe driver yields right of way to a pedestrian whether the pedestrian is entitled to it or not. Protecting motorcyclists from unsafe movements. If a vehicle driver does not properly signal vehicle movements to a motorcycle operator and causes the motorcycle to change lanes or leave the roadway, the vehicle driver will be charged and fined as the law provides. If these actions result in a crash causing property damage or personal injury, the driver will be charged and fined as the law provides. School buses. The maximum speed limit for a school bus is 45 miles per hour. School bus drivers travel more than 500,000 miles and transport almost 750,000 children each school day. During the hours that school buses are operating, generally 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., drivers should be especially careful. When a school bus displays its mechanical stop signal or flashing red lights to receive or discharge passengers, the driver of any other vehicle approaching the school bus must stop and not attempt to pass the school bus until the mechanical stop signal is withdrawn, the flashing red lights are turned off and the bus has started to move. Children waiting for the bus or leaving the bus might dart out into traffic. Even when the school bus is not in sight, children at a bus stop sometimes will run into the street unexpectedly. Always be careful around school buses and school bus stops. Below are specific rules for a variety of situations involving stopped school buses. 2-lane roadway. When school bus stops for passengers, all traffic from both directions must stop. 2-lane roadway with a center turning lane. When school bus stops for passengers, all traffic from both directions must stop. 4-lane roadway without a median separation. When school bus stops for passengers, all traffic from both directions must stop. Divided highway of 4 lanes or more with a median separation. When school bus stops for passengers, only traffic following the bus must stop. Roadway of 4 lanes or more with a center turning lane. When school bus stops for passengers, only traffic following the bus must stop. Emergency and law enforcement vehicles. Police cars, ambulances, fire engines, and rescue vehicles with flashing lights and sirens always have the right of way. Follow these guidelines when approaching or being approached by an emergency vehicle. As the emergency vehicle approaches, from ahead or behind, drive to the right-hand curb or edge of the road and stop completely. Remain stopped until the emergency vehicle has passed, or until directed to move by a traffic officer. All vehicles, regardless of direction of travel, must yield right-of-way to an approaching emergency vehicle. This does not apply to vehicles traveling in the opposite direction of the emergency vehicle when traveling on a 4-lane limited-access highway with a center median. Do not park within 100 feet of an emergency vehicle that has stopped to investigate an accident or to give assistance. Do not drive or park closer than 1 block from fire trucks responding to a fire alarm. Never drive a motor vehicle over a fire hose. When approaching any authorized emergency vehicle, police, fire department, ambulance, rescue squad, or public service vehicle that is being used to assist motorists or law enforcement officers with wrecked or disabled vehicles, that is parked or standing within 12 feet of the roadway with the emergency or warning lights activated, a driver is required to do the following. On a highway with at least 2 lanes of traffic in the same direction you are traveling, you must move your vehicle into a lane that is not the lane nearest the parked or standing emergency vehicle and continue traveling in that lane until safely clear of the emergency vehicle. On a highway with only 1 lane of traffic in the same direction you are traveling, you must slow your speed and drive at a reduced, safe speed until completely past the emergency vehicle. What motorists should do when stopped by law enforcement? Law enforcement officers conduct traffic stops because they observe a traffic violation or are conducting a police investigation. Being stopped by a law enforcement officer can be a stressful experience, but knowing what to do during the stop will help ensure your safety and the safety of others, including the officer. The driver. When you see emergency lights and/or hear a siren behind you, stay calm, activate your turn signal, pull the vehicle always to the right, and off the travel portion of the highway at the nearest point where it is safe to do so. If there is not an obvious safe place to immediately stop the vehicle, turn on your emergency four-way flashers and reduce your speed, by about 10 miles per hour, to signal to the officer that you are aware of his or her presence. Continue driving and obey all traffic laws until you reach the nearest safe area to stop your vehicle. If an unmarked car is stopping you and you have a legitimate question or concern as to whether or not you are being stopped by an actual law enforcement officer, you may call 911 before pulling over. Report your name and location in order to verify that an actual law enforcement officer is conducting the traffic stop. After the vehicle stops, you should place the vehicle in park, roll down the window, turn off the engine, and silence any electronic devices and/or radio so that you can easily communicate with the officer. You and all passengers should remain seated in the vehicle. An officer may approach your vehicle on the driver or passenger side for safety reasons. Do not remove your seatbelt unless asked to do so by the officer. You should place both hands on the steering wheel and instruct any passengers to keep their hands in a position that is clearly visible to the officer at all times. Passengers in the back seat should place their hands on the back of the front seat. Keep your hands in plain view. If it is nighttime, the officer may direct a spotlight at your vehicle once stopped. To assist with visibility, turn on your interior lights as soon as you stop to help the officer see inside your vehicle. The officer will usually explain why he or she stopped you and may ask you questions. Under state law, you are required to identify yourself and provide your driver's license and registration for the vehicle. After establishing identification, you may choose whether or not to verbally respond to additional questions. If the officer is not in uniform, he or she will show you his or her law enforcement credentials, or you may ask to see them. If there is a firearm or other weapon in the vehicle, do not attempt to reach for the weapon. Under state law, any weapon should be in plain view or securely locked away, unless you or your passenger have the proper permit. If you or your passenger have a concealed weapon permit and a weapon is in the vehicle, you or your passenger must inform the officer of that fact. Do not exit the vehicle or allow any passengers to exit the vehicle unless instructed to do so by the officer. If your driver's license and/or vehicle registration is not readily accessible, do not reach under the seats and do not open the glove box or other compartments and begin searching for your license or registration unless you are asked to do so by the officer. Remain calm and refrain from engaging in sudden or unnecessary movements during the traffic stop. Do not talk on a cell phone while interacting with the officer during the stop. The officer has to be able to give you and your passengers detailed instructions so you will understand what is expected of you. If you receive a telephone call during the traffic stop, the officer will tell you whether or not you may answer the telephone call. Listen carefully to the officer and follow his or her instructions. Give the officer your full attention. If you do not understand an instruction, calmly inform the officer that you do not understand the instruction and ask him or her to repeat or explain their instruction. When the officer completes his or her interaction with you, he or she may issue a warning or a traffic ticket, which may include a fine. The officer will typically explain whatever action is being taken. If you have questions, respectfully ask the officer to clarify. If you disagree with the officer's decision to issue a traffic ticket, do not prolong the contact by arguing with the officer. If you wish to contest the ticket, you will have the opportunity to explain your point of view of what happened in court. Your acceptance and signature on a traffic ticket is not an admission of guilt. Some traffic stops may result in an arrest. Even if you disagree with the officer, do not argue with the officer. You will have your chance to present your case in court. Resisting, delaying or obstructing a law enforcement officer during a traffic stop is a Class 2 misdemeanor. NCGS Section 14-223. If you believe the officer acted inappropriately, document the officer's behavior and report it to the officer's agency in a timely manner. The name of the officer and law enforcement agency will be on the ticket, and you may ask the officer to provide this information. The law enforcement officer. The officer will initiate a traffic stop by turning on the blue lights and/or siren. The officer is also gathering information from your vehicle's license tag and checking the area for a safe place to conduct the traffic stop. The officer will approach your vehicle and will identify himself or herself, his or her agency, and the reason for the traffic stop. Many times the officer will ask if you have any reason for committing the traffic violation. The officer will ask for your driver's license and the vehicle registration. If the information from your driver's license and the vehicle information does not match, you may be asked a series of questions. It is the goal of law enforcement to protect the public and conduct traffic stops in a manner that protects the safety of everyone involved. Your cooperation with law enforcement is the best way to ensure that your safety, and that of others, is not compromised during the stop. Safe driving around farm equipment. The agricultural industry is one of the largest employers in North Carolina. Slow-moving agricultural equipment can be found in all parts of the state, including suburban areas. Caution should be taken when sharing the road with farm equipment. Most of the crashes that involve farm equipment occur on a clear day, during daylight hours, and/or on a dry surface that is paved. Typical crashes with farm equipment include sideswipes and angle crashes. These types of crashes typically occur while farm equipment is turning left and another vehicle attempts to pass. In some cases, a machinery operator uses a left-hand signal, and drivers may mistake this as a sign for them to pass. When the farm machinery slows to make the turn, the vehicle following attempts to pass and crashes with the equipment. When sharing the road with farm equipment, you must obey the rules of the road. It is illegal and very dangerous to pass farm equipment in a no-passing zone. Farm equipment may be wider than what is visible from behind and may require ample space in both lanes. Furthermore, it may also be difficult to see traffic approaching in the opposite direction. The key to safety when sharing the road with farm equipment is to be patient. If farm equipment is causing a delay in traffic, the operator should move off the road at the nearest practical location and allow the traffic to pass. This is the only advisable time to pass farm equipment on public roads. During the harvesting and planting seasons, farmers work longer hours and are often on the road in the early morning and evening hours. Farm equipment is required to have one front white light as well as a rear red light that is visible for up to 500 feet. Two red reflectors that are at least 4 inches in diameter can replace the rear red light. Remember, when approaching farm equipment, the closure time is much quicker because of the slow speed of the equipment. Always approach farm equipment with care. Farm equipment is legally entitled to travel on most roads in North Carolina, except interstates. Funeral processions. Every vehicle in a funeral procession must have its headlights on, and the hazard warning signals must also be on, if so equipped. The operator of the lead vehicle must comply with all traffic control signals. But when the lead vehicle has crossed the intersection in accordance with the traffic control sign or signal, or when directed to do so by a law enforcement officer or funeral director, or when being led by a law enforcement vehicle, all vehicles in the funeral procession may proceed through the intersection without stopping, while using extra care towards other vehicles or pedestrians. All vehicles in a funeral procession must be driven on the right side of the road and shall follow the vehicle ahead as closely as reasonable and prudent. The driver of a vehicle going in the opposite direction as a funeral procession may yield to the procession. If the driver chooses to yield, the driver must do so by reducing speed, or by stopping completely off the roadway so that drivers of other vehicles proceeding in the opposite direction of the procession can continue to travel without leaving their lane of traffic. The driver of a vehicle traveling in the same direction as the funeral procession shall not pass or attempt to pass the funeral procession, except that the operator of such a vehicle may pass a funeral procession when the highway has been marked for two or more lanes of moving traffic in the same direction of the funeral procession. The driver of a vehicle shall not knowingly drive between vehicles in a funeral procession. When a funeral procession is proceeding through a red light, the driver of a vehicle that is not in the procession shall not enter the intersection even if facing a green light, unless it can be done safely and without crossing the path of the procession. Basic driving skills and rules. Driving on your side of the road. The law requires you to drive on the right side of the road. Driving on the left side is legal only in some cases, such as in one-way streets and while passing. When you are moving slower than the posted speed limit on a multi-lane highway, drive in the extreme right lane unless you are passing, turning left, or avoiding an obstruction. Adjusting your speed to driving conditions. The speed at which you drive determines the distance required to stop your vehicle. Stopping distance also depends on your reaction time. Stopping distances are longer at higher speeds because a vehicle travels farther during the driver's reaction time, and it takes more braking distance to come to a full stop. Even with ideal conditions, if you are traveling 55 miles per hour, your vehicle requires approximately 211 feet to stop completely. Driving at a high speed is dangerous because each additional mile traveled per hour reduces the driver's ability to control the vehicle. Speed also increases the likelihood that a crash will result in serious injury or death. On the other hand, driving below the posted speed limit can also be dangerous. If you must drive slower, you should still observe the posted minimum speed limit. At places where it is unsafe to pass, the slow driver forces other drivers to creep along behind or take unnecessary risks while trying to pass. Very slow driving is especially dangerous just after you have passed the crest of a hill or rounded a curve. Faster moving vehicles can crash into the slower vehicle before they can slow down. For this reason, watch for slow moving vehicles such as heavy trucks or farm vehicles. If traffic is collecting behind you, it is wise to pull over to the side of the road, stop, and allow the vehicles to pass. The most important rules about speed are: Studies show that the vehicle moving at a speed considerably below the posted limit is much more likely to cause or be involved in a crash than the vehicle moving at a normal speed. Never drive faster than the posted speed limit or at a speed that is unreasonable or unwise given the existing conditions. Allow a safe distance between you and the vehicle in front of you, the 2-second rule. The faster you are moving, the farther ahead you must be able to see to allow enough distance for stopping. Conditions often change as you drive. You will drive through different areas such as open country, residential communities, and school zones. Watch for changing conditions and adjust your speed accordingly. Unless otherwise posted, the speed limit is 35 miles per hour in cities and towns. Special speed limits may be posted for special areas. To be a safe driver, you must often drive slower than the posted limit, but you should not drive faster. Maximum speed limits. In cities and towns, 35. For school buses, 45. For school activity buses, 55. Outside cities and towns, 55. For interstates, 70. Rounding a curve. The best way to handle a curve. 1. Slow down before you enter the curve so that you will not need to brake while you are in the curve. 1. Gradually increase your speed to maintain the traction necessary for good control of the vehicle as you round the curve. 2. If you must brake in the curve, apply the brakes gradually until you are sure it is safe to keep continuous pressure on the brake pedal. 3. Begin to turn the vehicle just prior to the point where the road begins to turn, and 4. Stay on your side of the road and drive as far to the right as you can. If you encounter a curve while traveling downhill, 1. Consider the pull of gravity. 2. Shift to a lower gear before moving downhill, and 3. Begin to brake earlier and approach the curve more slowly than you would on a level roadway. Turning. For right turns, stay close to the right edge of the road, so that another vehicle cannot move between your vehicle and the curb. Reduce the vehicle's speed before making the turn and then accelerate slightly. Motorcycles and bicycles are especially hard to see during a turn. Always give the proper signal and look before turning to make sure that you can turn safely. Following. Following too closely is a leading cause of traffic crashes. Maintain plenty of space between your vehicle and the one ahead. If the vehicle ahead stops suddenly, you will need time to react. On the open road, keep enough distance between you and the vehicle ahead so that a passing vehicle can safely move into and occupy the space. Remember to follow the 2-second rule. The 2-second rule. The 2-second rule says that you should allow 2 seconds between the time the vehicle ahead of you passes a given point and the time your vehicle reaches the same point. Changing lanes. On a highway with multiple lanes of traffic, check the lane you are changing to, as well as the lane beyond, to be certain that another vehicle is not planning to move into the same space. Important rules about changing lanes. Check the side and rear view mirrors. Check over your shoulder to be certain the blind spot is clear. Signal your intended movement in advance, and proceed with changing lanes. Passing. 1. Look ahead and behind to determine when it is safe to pass. 2. If it is safe to pass, signal to alert the drivers ahead and behind you of your intention so they can plan their moves accordingly. 3. Blow the horn to signal the driver ahead. The horn signal places the driver of the vehicle you are passing under a legal obligation to help you pass. While passing, be sure you have plenty of room and keep a steady speed. You cannot pass safely unless you can see far enough ahead to ensure that you can get back to the original lane of travel before you meet oncoming traffic. The law requires the passing driver to pass at least 2 feet to the left of the vehicle being passed. You have not passed safely if the vehicle you have passed must slow down to allow you back into your correct lane. Places where passing is always unsafe and usually illegal. At intersections in cities and towns or at railroad crossings. At marked intersections in rural areas. On any curve or hill where the driver cannot see at least 500 feet ahead. Wherever there is a solid yellow line in the driver's lane. Wherever there is a double solid yellow line. At intersections or crosswalks where a vehicle has stopped to allow people to cross the street, and wherever the driver cannot see that the road is clear of traffic far enough ahead to pass safely. Passing on the right. Passing on the right is against the law except in areas where it is specifically permitted. Passing on the right places your vehicle on the blind side of the vehicle you are passing. The vehicle you are passing could unexpectedly make a right turn or pull over to the right side of the road. Exceptions where passing on the right is allowed. On highways having at least two lanes traveling in each direction. On one-way streets where all lanes of traffic move in the same direction. When passing a vehicle that is in the left turn lane, and or when driving in a lane set aside for right turns. On three-lane highways, you must not pass except in the center lane, and then only where the center lane is marked for passing in your direction. Exception. When the vehicle in the center lane is making a left turn. When your vehicle is being passed. When you were being passed, you were required to help the other driver to pass. If the driver of the passing vehicle blows the horn, move to the right edge of the road. Never increase your speed. If you increase speed and fail to give way to a passing vehicle, you will be charged with a misdemeanor if a crash occurs resulting in bodily injury or property damage. Backing. Rules to follow when backing your vehicle. 1. Before entering your vehicle, check behind it for small objects or children. Once you are in the driver's seat, it is hard to see them. 2. To maintain a full view of what is behind the vehicle, steer with your left hand and look over your right shoulder through the back window. Do not depend on mirrors alone or looking through the side window. 3. Back very slowly, not more than 10 miles per hour. Your vehicle is harder to control and to stop when it is backing. Parking. Always park on the right side of the road, except on one-way streets. Before pulling out from a parallel parking space, check for approaching traffic and give a left turn signal, unless you are parked on the left side of a one-way street. If you are driving and notice that a vehicle ahead of you is pulling out from a parallel parking space, slow down and be prepared to stop. Places where you should not park. At an intersection or in front of a driveway. Within 25 feet of the curb line of an intersecting street or within 15 feet of the intersecting right-of-way lines if there is no curb. On a crosswalk, sidewalk or bridge. Within 15 feet of a fire hydrant or entrance to a fire station. On the paved or primary travel portion of any highway, parking on the shoulder is also against the law unless the parked vehicle can be seen by approaching drivers from both directions for a distance of at least 200 feet. On the roadway side of another vehicle, double parking. Where there are no parking signs. Within one block of a fire or fire truck in city limits or within 400 feet of a fire or fire truck outside the city. Anywhere within the right-of-way of an interstate highway, except in designated parking areas or in cases of emergencies, and parking spaces designated for handicap, disabled use unless your vehicle is displaying a handicap license plate or a disability parking placard. For information about Americans with Disabilities Act, visit www.ada.gov. Special driving situations. Interchanges, intersections, roads, streets and highways. Many intersections may have roads crossing each other at different levels. These are interchanges and the method of turning at these specially designed intersections may vary. As you approach an interchange, slow down and give careful attention to the signs that direct you about how to make the turn. An intersection is any place where two or more roads meet or cross each other. Crashes occur most frequently at intersections, and they are considered the most dangerous places on a street or highway. More than one-third of fatal traffic crashes involving motor vehicles occur at intersections. On four-lane highways separated by a median of more than 30 feet, each crossing constitutes a separate intersection. The law requires that you slow down when you come to an intersection, even if you have the right-of-way. In intersections without traffic signs or signals, the right-of-way rules state. The vehicle already in the intersection has the right-of-way ahead of any vehicle that has not yet entered. When two or more vehicles reach an intersection at the same time, the vehicle to the right has the right-of-way. A vehicle with the right-of-way may move straight ahead or, if legal and after signaling, turn right or left, and even with the right-of-way, be careful to avoid hitting other vehicles and pedestrians. When two facing vehicles approach an intersection at the same time, the right-of-way rules are not much help. Both drivers can move straight ahead or turn right. If one driver is going straight while the other wants to turn left, the driver who wants to turn must wait. The driver who wants to turn left must give the proper signal and wait until the turn can be made safely. Therefore, in this case, the driver who is traveling straight ahead has the right of way. Never change lanes while you are moving straight ahead through an intersection. Right of way at intersections. When you approach an intersection with a stop sign, you must come to a complete stop and yield to the traffic on the through street. Do not move ahead or turn until you can proceed safely. Drive with caution at intersections with traffic signals and wait until the signal permits you to turn or to move straight ahead. When exiting a private driveway, stop and yield to all other vehicles and pedestrians. At unmarked intersections where it is hard to see in all directions, stop and then move forward slowly and cautiously. Railroad crossing safety. Section 20-142.1. Obedience to railroad signal. 1. Whenever any person driving a vehicle approaches a railroad grade crossing under any of the circumstances stated in this section, the driver of the vehicle shall stop within 50 feet, but not less than 15 feet from the nearest rail of the railroad and shall not proceed until he can do so safely. These requirements apply when a clearly visible electrical or mechanical signal device gives warning of the immediate approach of a railroad train. A crossing gate is lowered or when a human flagman gives or continues to give a signal of the approach or passage of a railroad train. A railroad train approaching within approximately 1,500 feet of the highway crossing emits a signal audible from that distance, and the railroad train is an immediate hazard because of its speed or nearness to the crossing, or an approaching railroad train is plainly visible and is in hazardous proximity to the crossing. 2. No person shall drive any vehicle through, around, or under any crossing gate or barrier at a railroad crossing while the gate or barrier is closed or is being opened or closed, nor shall any pedestrian pass through, around, over, or under any crossing gate or barrier at a railroad crossing while the gate or barrier is closed or is being opened or closed. 3. When stopping as required at a railroad crossing, the driver shall keep as far to the right of the highway as possible and shall not form two lanes of traffic unless the roadway is marked for four or more lanes of traffic. 4. Any person who violates any provisions of this section shall be guilty of an infraction and punished in accordance with GS 20-176. Violation of this section shall not constitute negligence per se. 5. An employer who knowingly allows, requires, permits, or otherwise authorizes a driver of a commercial motor vehicle to violate this section shall be guilty of an infraction. Such employer will also be subject to a civil penalty under GS 20-37.21, 1991, C. 368, S. 1. 2005-349, S. 12. A yellow and black RR sign indicates that you are approaching a railroad crossing. As you approach the tracks, look both ways and listen because you may have to stop. Trains can approach a crossing at any time from any direction. The train always has the right of way. If there is a stop sign, you must come to a full stop before safely crossing. Trains have the right of way over all highway traffic, including police, fire, and ambulance emergency vehicles. A railroad crossing sign indicates you are approaching a railroad crossing and you must approach with caution. Prepare to stop and be alert for a train. Proceed with caution after a train has passed. Never stop on train tracks for any reason. The X-shaped railroad grade crossing sign, known as a crossbuck sign, is mounted at the railroad crossing. A smaller sign below the crossbuck indicates if there is more than one track. Many crossings have flashing red lights or flashing red lights with gates. If the warning signal activates, you must stop before the gates lower across your side of the road. It is unlawful and extremely dangerous to move through a railroad crossing when the gates are lowered. You will not be able to cross the tracks before the train arrives, and the train cannot turn and will not be able to stop. As you approach a railroad crossing, you must slow your speed. Look both ways. Listen for the train. Keep alert, and watch for the railroad crossing signal. Remember these railroad crossing rules. Railroads are private property and it is illegal and dangerous to drive on or cross the tracks except at designated railroad crossings. Vehicles must always yield to a train even when the crossing only has a crossbuck and no lights or gates. When flashing red lights are used with crossbuck signs at the railroad crossing, you must stop, just as you would stop for any flashing red traffic signal. If you are waiting for a train to pass, be patient. Do not proceed to move immediately after the train has passed. There may be another train moving in the opposite direction from or following the first train. Always wait until the red lights have stopped flashing before moving ahead. Be prepared to stop for vehicles that must stop at crossings, such as school buses, motor vehicles carrying passengers, for hire vehicles or vehicles transporting explosives or hazardous materials. These vehicles are marked with placards. If you happen to be crossing the tracks and the warning lights begin flashing or gates start to come down, do not stop, do not back up, keep moving. The warning signals will allow enough time for you to finish driving through the crossing before the train arrives. If the gate on the far side of the tracks comes down before you get across, do not panic. Railroad crossing gates cannot trap you or your vehicle drive through the gate. It is flexible and will not block you in. If you stop and try to back up, your vehicle may stall. Crossing gates will not trap you, but stopping traffic might. Be sure the traffic ahead of you will not stop and block you in on the tracks. Railroad-related emergencies. What you need to know. Railroad Emergency Notification System sign, also known as the blue sign. Knowing how to use the blue sign to directly contact the railroad company is the quickest method to stop a train in the event of a railroad-related emergency. An example. Above, of the railroad emergency notification sign, blue sign, and its location is depicted in the red circle on the illustration below. All highway railroad crossings in North Carolina are required to have an emergency notification system, ENS, sign posted in each traffic direction. The ENS sign, known as the blue sign, contains the railroad crossing identification number, name of the railroad company and an emergency telephone. Number to report emergencies, hazardous conditions or issues with railroad crossing lights or gates directly to the railroad company. Familiarize yourself with the blue sign locations at railroad crossings during your travels. Each railroad company has its own emergency telephone number and each railroad crossing has a unique USDOT crossing identification number. If your vehicle stalls on or near the tracks, get out immediately. A train, which may weigh several thousand tons traveling at 55 miles per hour, may take more than a mile to stop. By the time the engineer on the train sees you, it is too late to stop the train. Move away from your vehicle and the tracks. Walk quickly along the roadway to a safe location away from the railroad tracks. When you are safely away from the tracks, locate the blue sign located at or near the railroad crossing and report the emergency. When a train hits a 4,000 lb car, it is like your car running over a soda can. No vehicle is worth a life. With rail traffic increasing throughout North Carolina, it is more important than ever to practice safety at railroad crossings. Trains cannot stop quickly, but your vehicle can. Bicycle lanes. When a bicycle lane or bike path travels on or adjacent to the roadway, please pay special attention to bicyclists as you approach and move through an intersection. Because bicyclists ride to the right of motor vehicle traffic, the potential exists for a crash between the bicyclist who is moving straight ahead through the intersection and the motorist who is turning right. City driving. Driving in cities and towns can pose problems for some drivers. Traffic is often heavy in urban areas. Watch for approaching traffic at side streets. When driving in heavy traffic, be alert for drivers who make quick stops. To avoid a rear-end crash by another vehicle, check your rear-view mirror often and stay aware of dangerous situations that might exist behind you. If you intend to make a turn and find that you are not in the proper lane, continue to the next intersection and turn there. Other rules to follow when driving in cities. Give yourself plenty of space to make decisions. Leave a margin of safety around your vehicle. Communicate your intended movements to other drivers. Watch the road far enough ahead of you to detect possibly dangerous situations earlier and to take proper defensive actions. Avoid driving side by side, especially in another driver's blind spot. If you cannot see the inside rearview mirror of the car ahead, you are probably in the driver's blind spot. Never weave in and out of traffic. Stay in one lane if you can and plan lane changes ahead of time. Give proper signal in advance before changing lanes. Be prepared to apply the brakes. Watch for parked vehicles that might be pulling out and pedestrians who might dart onto the street from between parked vehicles. Parked vehicles can also block your view of intersecting traffic, driveways and alleys, and on a one-way street, use the center lane for through travel and the outside lanes for turning. Open roads. Rural highways can be narrow two-lane roads or multi-lane highways. Driving on rural roads is often more dangerous than driving in heavy city traffic because the road may not be as wide. The lighting is often not as good, and/or the travel speeds may be higher. Stay alert for drivers who might be driving slower than the posted speed limit. Secondary roads. A paved secondary road is not always designed for heavy traffic or regular highway speed. Most secondary roads are built for local transportation, and not as main highways. On these roads, hills are likely to be steeper and curves are likely to be sharper than on primary roads. Sight distances are often very short. Secondary roads cannot be traveled safely at speeds that would be proper for primary highways. Interstate highways. Interstate highways are safer roads because they have separate traffic lanes for vehicles moving in opposite directions and fewer places where traffic can enter and exit. Also, interstates do not have railroad crossings, sharp curves, stop signs, or traffic signals. For information about North Carolina's new toll roads, call the NC Quick Pass office at 1-877-769-7277 or visit www.minkquickpass.com. When driving on an interstate, follow these rules. Plan your trip in advance. Be sure to check the vehicle's water, oil, tires, and gas before leaving on your trip. Decide in advance where you must enter and exit the highway. When entering the interstate, use the acceleration lane until your vehicle's speed matches that of the other traffic and then merge safely. Keep to the right, use the left lane for passing. Do not tailgate. Keep a safe following distance for the speed you are traveling. One of the most frequent types of crashes on an interstate highway is the rear-end crash. Use the 2-second rule. Remember that faster speeds require greater stopping distances and times. Stop at indicated rest areas frequently, preferably at least once every 100 miles. Never stop in the travel lane. If a vehicle breakdown forces you to stop, move far off the road. Tie a white cloth on the radio aerial or left door handle and raise the hood. If the breakdown occurs at night, engage the vehicle's emergency flashers or parking lights. If you are a driver who spots a vehicle breakdown, immediately contact the NC State Highway Patrol or local law enforcement, and when leaving the highway, signal your turn well in advance, and without slowing down, enter the deceleration lane. Proceed at the posted exit speed limit. Remember these tips when you drive. As your speed increases, look farther ahead. Give particular attention to hidden intersections and driveways. Watch for warning signs that signal changes in the road. Watch for other vehicles, especially oversized and slow-moving ones. Maintain a safe following distance. Use the vehicle's headlights when visibility becomes poor. Be especially alert to oncoming vehicles because they are only a few feet away on some two-lane, undivided highways. If you see a line of vehicles approaching, watch for drivers who might be trying to pass. Always have a possible escape route to avoid colliding with an oncoming vehicle. Keep aware of vehicles in the lanes next to you. Traffic moves much faster on the interstate than on an ordinary highway. It is dangerous to drive very far below the posted speed limit. Follow the flow of traffic if you can do so without speeding. Crashes are more likely to occur when a vehicle moves significantly slower than the flow of the traffic. If you enter an interstate headed in the wrong direction, pull over to the right shoulder of the road and stop. When the way is clear, turn around and head in the proper direction. Avoid this error by watching for do not enter signs. Entering and exiting the interstate. A dangerous error made by drivers on an interstate is to attempt to leave the highway after missing an exit. If you miss an exit, do not slow down, back up, or try to turn around. Proceed to the next exit and leave the highway there instead. You can always find a service or side street to return to your intended exit. Vehicle equipment. To drive safely, all vehicle equipment should be in good working order. Lights. Make sure all the lights in your vehicle work. When you engage the high-beam headlights at night, you should be able to see a person who is 200 feet away. When using the low-beam headlights, you should be able to see someone who is 75 feet away. When headlights are improperly adjusted, they can shine in the eyes of approaching drivers, bicyclists, and pedestrians. Vehicle vibration can cause the headlights to become out of adjustment. It is a good practice to routinely check and adjust the headlights. Overloading the rear of your vehicle may cause the front of your vehicle to tilt and produce an uncomfortable and sometimes hazardous headlight glare for oncoming drivers, bicyclists, and pedestrians. Taillights must be red in color and visible for at least 500 feet. The law requires a white light shining on the license plate to make the numbers visible for at least 50 feet. All motor vehicles produced since 1955 must have red or amber lights that engage when the brakes or turn signals are used. These lights may be combined with the taillights or may be separated, and they must be visible for at least 100 feet in normal daylight. Because hand signals are difficult to see at night, it is important that a vehicle's lights have clean lenses and stay in proper working order. Mirrors. Check and adjust the mirrors before you begin to drive. The rear view mirror should show what is directly behind you. Adjust the side mirrors to show the scene to the left and right rear of the vehicle. The mirrors should barely reflect the side of the vehicle. Brakes. Every motor vehicle that operates on a public roadway must be equipped with brakes to adequately control the movement of, stop and hold the vehicle. All vehicles should have originally equipped brakes in good working condition. Having two separate means of applying the brakes. The brake pedal should be at least one-third of its original distance from the floor when fully depressed. If it is not, the brakes must be checked and, if necessary, repaired. If the pedal gradually lowers under the pressure of your foot, the hydraulic system must be checked. Brakes that squeak when you depress the brake pedal can indicate a problem, have them checked. Do not risk a possible loss of the brakes. Anti-lock braking system. Anti-lock brakes, or ABS, can help improve vehicle stability, avoiding spin-outs, steerability, directing the vehicle where the driver wants it to go, and stopping capability, distance needed to stop the vehicle. With ABS, it is important to brake hard and keep firm and steady pressure on the brake pedal while stopping. Pumping the brake pedal or releasing the steady pressure on the brake pedal will reduce the effectiveness of the ABS. Auto theft prevention. To help prevent auto theft, never leave the key in the ignition switch of an unattended vehicle. Tires. Every vehicle operated on the streets and highways of North Carolina must be equipped with tires that are safe for the operation of the vehicle and do not expose the public to needless hazards. Tires are considered unsafe if they are cut, cracked, or worn so as to expose the tire cord, or when they have visible tread separation, chunking, or less than 1/16 inch tread depth. Tires are important for stopping your vehicle. Never drive on smooth tires or tires that have fabric showing. Tires without enough air wear out more quickly. Also, tires without enough air increase the likelihood of a blowout. Overinflated tires reduce traction and wear heavily on the middle of the tread. The air pressure of tires must be checked at least once each month. For safe driving and fuel economy, tires should have the right amount of air. Follow the manufacturer's recommendation. The best time to check air pressure is when the tires are cool. If you do not have an air pressure gauge, you can take your vehicle to a nearby service station or auto center to have it checked. Horns and sirens. Only law enforcement and emergency vehicles may have emergency lights or sirens. Every licensed motor vehicle must be equipped with a horn in good working order. The horn must be loud enough to be heard for at least 200 feet, and it must not make any unreasonably loud or harsh sound. If the horn fails, have it repaired immediately. The horn must be used as a reasonable warning device. You should not use the horn unnecessarily or unreasonably. Muffler and exhaust system. Every motor vehicle must have a muffler that is in good working order. The muffler filters smoke and excessive noise. One function of the exhaust system is to take harmful fumes from the engine to the rear of the vehicle to be released. Check your exhaust system often to be sure it is not leaking. The leak in the exhaust system can allow poisonous carbon monoxide gas to enter the passenger compartment of the vehicle. Carbon monoxide poisoning often can be fatal, and even small amounts can cause you to become sleepy or unconscious and lose control of the vehicle. For this reason, it is suggested that you keep a window open about 1 inch while traveling. Suspension system. If a vehicle sways freely, leans heavily to one side during a turn or seems to bounce continuously, there may be a problem with the suspension system. Have a mechanic inspect the suspension system, including shock absorbers, and immediately correct any defects. A faulty suspension system can cause you to lose control of the vehicle. Emergency warning flashers. Vehicles are equipped with an emergency warning device that flashes all four turn signal lights. These flashers can be used as a warning by any vehicle to signal other drivers of a possible danger or that a vehicle is stopped or disabled. Drive green. Driving green means adopting a few simple, inexpensive driving habits to decrease the amount of fuel you use and put more money in your pocket. When you carry extra weight, your vehicle must work harder. Check tire pressure once a month and keep tires properly inflated. Every 5 miles over 60 miles per hour can cost you up to an additional 30 cents a gallon. Abrupt starts and hard stops can increase fuel consumption by 40%. Turn off the engine if you're waiting for more than a couple of minutes. At speeds less than 40 miles per hour, roll down windows. More than 40 miles per hour, use AC. Use the cruise control for more than 10,000 miles a year and save yourself 60 gallons of fuel. Clogged air filters can cut mileage by 10%. Tightening your fuel cap can prevent leakage of up to 30 gallons of gas a year. Defensive driving. Driving involves two important types of skills. Skills that enable the driver to drive defensively and to avoid a crash in spite of driving errors by others, and skills for the basic rules about turning, passing, backing, and parking the vehicle. Scanning. What you see is important for defensive driving. Good drivers try to see 10 to 15 seconds ahead on the roadway, about one city block. By looking ahead, you might avoid last-minute moves such as sudden stops or quick lane changes. About every 10 seconds, check the mirrors to see if any vehicle is following too closely. When changing lanes, backing, slowing down, or driving down a long hill, it is important to check for traffic from behind the car and in your blind spots. While checking the mirrors, do not take your eyes off the road for more than an instant. The vehicle in front of you could stop suddenly. Always leave yourself an out. Although mirrors are useful, you should remember they do not show the full picture. Mirrors leave blind spots in your field of vision. Blind spots are the areas near the left and right rear corners of the vehicle that you cannot see using the mirrors from the driver's perspective. Therefore, before you make any lane changes or turns, quickly turn your head and look over your shoulder to see what is in the blind spot. Additional blind spots can be created by glaring lights, dirty windshields, vehicles parked too closely to an intersection, bushes, and/or buildings. In these cases, ease your vehicle forward until you can see clearly. Avoid driving in other drivers' blind spots where it is more difficult for them to see you. Communicating. Communicating means letting others know what you plan to do early enough to avoid a crash. Anytime you plan to slow down, stop, turn, change lanes, or pull away from the curb, you should signal your intention. Be in the habit of signaling your movements even when you do not see others on the road. Before you signal, you must first see that your movement can be made safely. Hand signals. Hand signals are given from the driver's window, using the left arm and hand. To signal a left turn, hold the arm and hand straight out and point the first finger. To signal a right turn, hold the arm straight out and the forearm and hand straight up, palm facing forward. To signal stopping and slowing down, point the arm and hand down, palm facing back. Flashing turn signals. Flashing light signals for turns are legal substitutes for hand signals, but there are times when they are hard to see. In late afternoon and early morning, the lenses may reflect sunlight, making it difficult to tell whether the signals are flashing. At night, a flashing light signal is much easier to see than a hand signal. Use the type of signal you believe will communicate best. The flashing light signal is sufficient at night. Signal at least the last 100 feet before turning or stopping. If the speed limit is 45 miles per hour or more, signal at least the last 200 feet before turning. The faster you are driving, the farther ahead you should signal. Keeping a margin of safety. Allow a margin of safety around you by staying clear of other vehicles. Make sure there is enough room ahead and behind to pass or stop safely. Drive at a steady speed, and signal well in advance whenever you are slowing down or stopping to warn other drivers from following too closely. If another vehicle follows you too closely, move to another lane and signal for the driver to pass you. Stay in the middle of the lane and leave space on both sides of your vehicle. Allow ample room between your vehicle, parked vehicles, and oncoming traffic. Adjusting to road conditions is the key to successful driving. You should be able to judge dangerous conditions and adjust your driving accordingly. Most importantly, you should know when conditions are too dangerous to risk driving at all. In situations when you have to deal with two or more unavoidable dangers at the same time, adjust by giving the most room to the greatest or most likely danger. Suppose there are approaching vehicles to your left and a child on a bicycle to your right. The child is most likely to make a sudden move, so give the child more room. This may mean moving closer to the oncoming vehicles. If the dangers are equally hazardous, such as oncoming vehicles and parked vehicles, you should stop and allow the oncoming vehicles to pass safely before proceeding. Hazardous driving. Work zones. A street or highway work zone warns of construction or maintenance activities that are on or adjacent to the road used by vehicles. The work zone may or may not actually interfere with the normal traffic flow, but it will usually contain activities that may tend to draw the driver's attention or otherwise distract a driver from traffic. It is very important to stay alert in work zones and to be prepared at all times to react safely to unexpected conditions. It is unlawful to drive a motor vehicle greater than the speed limit that is set and posted while driving in a work zone. The highway work zone is the area between the first sign that indicates the beginning of a work zone and the last sign that indicates the end of a work zone. There is a penalty for speeding in a work zone if a sign is posted at the beginning of the work zone listing the penalty. This penalty is in addition to any other penalties for the speeding conviction. The highway work zone can be easily identified by unique orange warning signs immediately preceding the work zone. The orange signs with messages in black letters are reserved strictly to identify work zones. In addition to alerting drivers as they approach and enter work zones, black on orange signs are used within the work zone to convey specific information and directions to drivers as they travel through the work zone. Warning signs alert drivers of unusual features or conditions that they are about to encounter. Examples of typical work zone signs. The flagger sign warns drivers of construction or maintenance on the road ahead where a flagger wearing an orange vest is stationed at the site to control traffic. The flagger uses a stop, slow paddle to either stop traffic or allow traffic to proceed. When you see the flagger sign, stay alert and be prepared to stop. When driving in a work zone, recognize that when you see black on orange signs, you are about to enter a work zone and should stay alert. Advance work zone signs may require you to take some action like shifting your vehicle to another lane. When you are required to take action, black on orange signs will convey the message far in advance, so you will have enough time to take the action. Do not wait until the last minute to take action. The signs provide sufficient time for the driver to react without impeding traffic. Driving slower than the surrounding traffic is a major cause of rear-end crashes in work zones. In the work zone, driving areas may be confined, and there may be no maneuvering space or escape route for vehicles that unexpectedly approach a slow-moving vehicle ahead. Traffic control devices such as barricades, cones, drums, flaggers, etc. are used in work zones to guide and direct drivers safely through the area. Night driving. The law requires use of headlights from sunset to sunrise and when visibility is 400 feet or less. When you drive at night in a city, use low-beam headlights. On the open road, use high-beam headlights unless you are approaching or following another vehicle. Night driving is more dangerous than daytime driving because you cannot see as well. There are more impaired drivers on the road. Drivers tend to be tired and less alert. A driver can be blinded by the headlights of oncoming vehicles, and dirty windshields and poor lights can cause problems for some drivers. Tips for nighttime driving. When an approaching vehicle does not dim its headlights, you can remind the driver by blinking your high beams once. If the driver still does not dim the lights, keep your lights on low beam. Stay on the right side of the road and use the edge of the road as a guide. Reduce speed and watch the road as far ahead as possible, looking slightly to the right so you will not be looking directly into the headlights of oncoming traffic. Never drive at a speed at which you cannot stop within the distance you can see on the road ahead, and keep a lookout at all times. Bright headlights from another vehicle make it difficult to see beyond their source. When parking on or along a highway, turn on your emergency flashers. Never leave your headlights on when you park at night, they can blind the drivers of oncoming vehicles. Sun glare. Sunlight, either direct or reflected, poses a dangerous driving situation for drivers. To reduce this problem, adjust your sun visor and wear sunglasses. If these do not help, stop on the roadside until you can drive safely. Rain. Rain reduces visibility and makes pavement dangerous. You may be able to see only a few feet ahead. Therefore, you should drive more slowly than usual, and you must use your headlights and windshield wipers. Stopping distances on slippery pavement increases from 2 to 10 times farther than on dry pavement. Therefore, slow down and allow yourself at least twice the normal following distance. Roads are more dangerous just after rain has begun to fall, especially if it has not rained for a while. For the first 10 to 15 minutes, rain combines with oil from asphalt and vehicles, and with dirt, dust and rubber to create a slick surface. You should drive with extreme caution. Drive at least 5 to 10 miles per hour slower on wet pavement than you would on dry pavement. You must also be prepared if your vehicle hydroplanes. Hydroplaning. Hydroplaning occurs when a thin sheet of water gets between the road surface and a vehicle's tires, causing them to lose contact with the road. The vehicle then begins a skidding movement across the road. Hydroplaning can start at speeds as low as 30 miles per hour and in water little more than 1/8 inch deep. When your speed increases, so do the chances of hydroplaning. Your ability to stop, or even slow your vehicle, is greatly reduced. Once you begin to hydroplane, any sudden jerking of the steering wheel or even a strong gust of wind can send you into an uncontrollable skid that can result in a crash. If you do begin to hydroplane, take your foot off the gas pedal. Resist your instinct to use the brakes. Keep your steering wheel straight and let the car's momentum decrease until the tires grip the road again and you regain control. Before going out in rainy weather, check your tires. Tires with deep, open treads allow water to escape and help prevent hydroplaning at moderate speeds. Tires with worn tread and those that are under-inflated have less grip on the road surface, increasing your chance of hydroplaning. To properly handle skids, it is better to have tire pressure on the high side, rather than the low side, of the manufacturer's specifications. Be alert to warning signs of standing water on the roadway, which can lead to hydroplaning. These include visible reflections on the surface of the water, dimples created by raindrops as they hit the water, a slushing sound made by your tires, and a loose feeling in your steering wheel. If driving after a rainstorm has just ended, continue to be cautious. Rain leaves puddles in the road for several hours, even days after the showers stop, that can cause a car to hydroplane. Never use cruise control when it is raining or after it has been raining. If your vehicle starts to hydroplane, the time that it takes to turn off the cruise control or tap the brake pedal to release it could mean the difference in maintaining or losing control of your vehicle. Driving in flood conditions. Since 1970, inland flooding has been responsible for 85% of deaths associated with tropical weather in North Carolina. Half of these deaths were caused by people driving into known flooded roads. Never drive through standing water on a roadway. The water level may be much higher than it appears, and it is possible that part of the roadway may be washed away. Take precautions whenever you see water moving across a roadway during or after heavy rains or during flooding conditions. Your vehicle may stall and be swept off the roadway into deeper waters. There have been reports that 6 inches of fast-moving water can sweep a car off the highway and 12 inches of fast-moving water can float a car or cause it to turn over. Windshield wipers, headlights. All North Carolina motorists are required to use headlights whenever they are using windshield wipers due to inclement weather. Fog. If you must drive during fog, turn on the low-beam headlights. Reduce your driving speed and be alert for taillights of the vehicle in front of you, and watch for the vehicles behind you. If you have extreme trouble seeing, you need to pull far off the roadway. Stop. Secure the vehicle and turn on its emergency flashers, and leave the vehicle from the passenger side and stay away from the road. Snow and ice. Snow and ice make roads very slippery. Hard-packed snow increases the danger of skidding. As you drive, Watch for shady spots, bridges and overpasses since these places are often the first to freeze as the temperature drops. If you must drive during a snowstorm, reduce speed, use windshield wipers and turn on the low beam headlights. It is recommended that you reduce speed by more than half for packed snow and slow to a crawl on ice. Use chains if necessary for better traction, but do not forget that even chains and snow tires can slide on ice and packed snow. You cannot start, stop or maneuver quickly in these conditions. Watch for other drivers, especially those who do not have their vehicles under control. When you are starting or stopping on snowy or icy roads, increase your speed slowly. Get the feel of the road by testing your steering control and the braking friction. Start to move in second gear or higher and release the clutch slowly, for manual shifts. Allow at least 3 times the normal stopping distance to slow down. When you stop, keep your foot off the brake and let the engine slow the vehicle, and maintain extra distance between yourself and the vehicle in front of you. Emergencies. It is important to know what to do if you have a mechanical problem or if an unusual situation occurs. Most importantly, do not panic, but react promptly and appropriately to the emergency. Below are some tips and suggestions for dealing with emergency situations. Brake failure. Shift into a lower gear, release the clutch pedal for manual transmissions, and apply the emergency brake. If the vehicle is equipped with automatic transmission, apply the emergency brake and move the gear control lever into the low range position. Using the emergency brake in this manner could cause damage to it and the transmission, but under the circumstances of brake failure, there is no better choice. Wet brakes. You can help to dry the brakes by driving a short distance and applying light pressure to the brake pedal. The heat generated by the friction of the brakes will evaporate the water from the brake linings. To prevent excessive wear on brakes when moving down a long hill or steep grade, use a lower gear instead of the brake pedal to control speed. It is best to shift to the lower gear at the top of the hill before you descend. Gas pedal sticks. If your gas pedal sticks, tap the gas pedal to try to unstick the throttle linkage or lift the pedal with your foot. Shift to neutral and apply firm pressure to the brakes without locking the wheels, and or find a safe place to move the vehicle completely off the road. Blowouts. If you begin to feel a bumpy ride when there is no obvious reason, stop and check your tires. You can tell a blowout by a loud noise and by the way the vehicle begins to swerve. If a blowout occurs, hold the steering wheel tightly and try to keep the vehicle straight in your side of the road. Reduce speed by lifting your foot from the accelerator. Do not apply the brakes until the engine has slowed the vehicle enough to allow you to maintain control of the vehicle, and find a safe place to move the vehicle completely off the road. Use caution before changing a flat tire. Move the vehicle completely off the road. Set the parking brake and use emergency flares, if you have them, to warn other drivers. Direct all passengers to leave the vehicle by the passenger side. Never allow passengers to remain in the vehicle during a tire change. Move passengers off the road or shoulder. Do not allow them to stand in front or to the rear of the vehicle. Turn on the emergency flashers and parking lights. Block the wheels to prevent the vehicle from rolling. Breakdowns. Do not attempt to make repairs on a vehicle while it is in an area exposed to other traffic. Call a tow truck or mechanic for assistance. What you should do if your vehicle breaks down. Exit the main part of the road, move the vehicle completely onto the shoulder of the road. Make sure you leave the vehicle by the passenger side, and do not allow passengers to remain in the vehicle. Stand off the road and away from the vehicle. Do not stand in front or to the rear of the vehicle. If you need help, tie a white cloth to the left door handle or the radio aerial and raise the hood of the vehicle, and if it's dark, turn on the parking lights or emergency flashers. Always have flashlights or flares in your vehicle for emergencies. Unusual emergencies. An approaching vehicle that crosses the center line into the path of your vehicle is a danger. You should reduce speed immediately. Sound your horn, and keep to the right even if this means running off the road. Tips to follow if your vehicle runs off the pavement and onto the shoulder. Do not immediately apply the brakes or try to turn back. You could skid, lose control, or overturn. Slowly remove your foot from the accelerator and steer straight ahead. Allow the engine to slow the vehicle, and when the vehicle is stopped or nearly stopped, check for approaching traffic and if it's safe, gradually drive back onto the road. Skids. Certain roadway conditions such as wet roads, ice and packed snow are more likely to cause skids. To avoid skidding when driving with these roadway conditions, reduce speed gradually. Engage your anti-lock braking system using firm, steady pressure on the brake pedal. Do not pump anti-lock brakes. If you do not have anti-lock brakes, you should pump the brakes gently to slow the vehicle. If you find yourself in a skid, ease your foot off the accelerator. Turn the steering wheel in the direction the rear of the vehicle is skidding, and as soon as the vehicle's path begins to straighten, turn the steering wheel back the other way so you will not oversteer. Crashes. If a crash seems likely, sound the horn. Keep to the right. Turn away from oncoming traffic, even if you must leave the road, and or drive off the road, into an open field if possible. If you are about to be hit from the rear, and there are no vehicles in front of you, press the accelerator and move away as quickly as possible. Be ready to apply your brakes if there is no room to move. Brace yourself between the steering wheel and the seat, and press the back of your head firmly against the head rest. If you are about to be hit, keep a tight grip on the steering wheel, and prepare to turn fast so that you can try to control the vehicle. If all else fails, use your arms and hands to protect your face from breaking glass. In the event you are involved in a crash, you must stop the vehicle immediately. If you do not stop, you have violated the law. Take precautions to prevent further crashes at the scene. Do whatever you can to help those who have been injured. Try to ensure that someone informs a law enforcement officer immediately, and if the crash occurred on a main lane, ramp, shoulder, median or adjacent area of the highway and there are no injuries or fatalities, each vehicle should be moved out of the travel lane onto the shoulder of the road provided it can be driven safely under its own power and without causing further damage to the vehicle, other traffic or the roadway. The law protects persons who stop and render aid at the scene of an accident from civil liability except for intentional wrongdoing or unruly conduct. You are required by law to make an immediate report to the nearest law enforcement officer or agency of any crash when any person is killed or injured or the total damage to vehicles and other property appears to amount to $1,000 or more. Failure to make the report may result in prosecution, and your driver license could be suspended. You should also report any crash to your insurance company. In certain cases, North Carolina law also requires the driver of a vehicle involved in a reportable crash to provide proof of financial responsibility, liability insurance, on forms provided by the Division of Motor Vehicles. These forms must be completed and filed with DMV. Three things you must do if involved in a crash. Provide your name, address, driver license number, vehicle registration number, and the name of your vehicle insurance company. Be sure to obtain the same information from others who were involved in the crash, and if you do not know the occupants of the other vehicle or the owner of damaged property, write down all the information you can gather and give it to the nearest law enforcement officer.